Is mouth breathing really affecting your smile? And can orthodontics fix it? Today, we're looking at what the science actually says about mouth breathing and orthodontic treatment. Stay tuned as we find out whether keeping our mouth shut might just be the best advice yet. When we talk about mouth breathing, most of us immediately think of narrow faces, retruded jaws, and the so-called adenoid faces. For decades, orthodontists have been told that if a child breathes through the mouth, the face will grow long and narrow. But is that really true? In this new paper by Sanjeevan Kandasamy, published in the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics in 2025, the evidence is reviewed and it's remarkably thin. The key point is that much of our traditional belief stems from animal experiments and old observational studies with major methodological problems. The famous monkey studies? They involved obligate nasal breathers who were forced into life-threatening airway obstruction, something entirely unlike human physiology. When we look at well-designed human studies using objective airflow measurements, the supposed causal link between mouth breathing and facial growth simply disappears. Association, yes. Causation, no. The same applies to the idea that functional appliances or myofunctional therapy can grow mandibles or restore nasal breathing. The best evidence we have, including randomized controlled trials, shows these appliances do not alter skeletal growth trajectories. And asking a 4-year-old to perform long-term tongue and lip exercises? That's simply unrealistic. Another popular concept is expanding the maxilla to improve nasal breathing, even when there's no crossbite. But the evidence doesn't support expansion as a treatment for mouth breathing or pediatric sleep apnea. In fact, unnecessary expansion in long-faced children may increase vertical dimension and lip incompetence. And what about ADHD? While disturbed sleep can mimic inattentive behavior, mouth breathing does not cause ADHD. Using that link to justify intervention crosses ethical lines. Kandasamy's message is clear. Nasal obstruction is real and we must identify and manage it appropriately. But orthodontics is not a substitute for ENT medicine. Diagnosing a child as a mouth breather based on facial features alone is not scientific. Nor should we turn this into a marketing narrative that fuels overtreatment. As clinicians, our responsibility is to keep our reasoning and our mouths open to evidence. Mouth breathing may look worrisome, but treating it with expansion or growth modification when there's no true pathology is not supported by science. We need to do better for our patients and for our specialty. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.